This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday morning edition. Tomorrow's news tonight, right here, as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations across America and the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the internet, streaming online. And a special shout out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now, all across America and around the world, too. Plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, bus drivers out there keeping America rolling along, thank you for the job you're doing. Now, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter at Captain's America, or check us out on the web at thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. The website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Well, joining us right now, we've got Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, there's a lot of stuff going on tonight in terms of news that's going to be seen and heard Monday morning around the countryside. But one of the ones that caught my eye real fast was the Trump administration planning a crackdown on this birth tourism. Now, this is the practice where thousands of foreign women that are pregnant come to the United States on a visa, then give birth to their children while they're here, automatically gain American citizenship, and then take their babies back home to another country.
That's right, Captain, and we understand that essentially the Trump administration recently is also going to the Supreme Court, and they're asking them about being able to move forward with the rule essentially that would make it a lot easier to deny legal status to immigrants where they come into the country on publicly funded programs.
Yes, indeed. And of course, just when you thought it couldn't get any stranger with the Adam Schiff nonsense, Adam Schiff over the weekend accused the NSA and the CIA of withholding documents on the Ukraine based on this latest whistleblower.
Well, you know, Captain, this is a question I've been asking for a while, and I think that it bears repeating, and that is, if Adam Schiff and all of his cohorts, if they have this quote-unquote airtight, you know, case of impeachment and these articles and all this, you know, he's going on about all this stuff because they want quote-unquote new evidence. Well, they're the ones that made the articles. They're the ones that sent it over to the Senate. Now, they've either got an open and shut or airtight case or they don't. And Adam Schiff knows that they don't. So I think he's really just trying to muddy up the waters to make people think, oh, maybe there's more stuff out there. And, of course, and they can't have their cake and eat it too, Captain. Either the U.S. intelligence and the FBI and the CIA are great the way that they believe that it was for spying on the president, this kind of thing, or the intelligence community or law enforcement is doing something wrong. They can't have it both ways.
No intelligent person living on this planet who can read, right and understands the English language, believes one word of what Adam Schiff has been saying, did say in the past, Jerry Nadler or Nancy Pelosi. They've all proven themselves to be outright liars.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. For almost 3 years, Adam Schiff was telling us that Donald Trump essentially was a Russian agent, and that the proof was all out there in the public view. You just had to want to see it, kind of a thing. And so yes, you're right. Now, generally, in our society, if you're proven to be a liar time and time again, people kind of want to run you out of town on a rail. But for some reason, Adam Schiff just gets to try the same stuff all over again.
Yeah. Now, Schiff held a strategy meeting over the weekend with his crew, whatever, ahead of the impeachment trial. We have no idea what transpired, don't really care. And, of course, Senator Ted Cruz came out over the weekend and said the Dems are absolutely terrified that Hunter Biden may be called as a witness because, while Jerry Nadler said Hunter Biden isn't a legitimate witness for the Senate trial, oh, yes, he is.
He certainly is.
So is Joe.
Well, so is Joe, because you know why? They're talking, because this goes to the heart of the matter of what the president's been talking about in terms of the corruption that was going on in Ukraine. And in order to flesh out all the stuff that was going on and why he would even mention corruption to the Ukrainian president on the phone call, we have to understand what was going on with Joe Biden, influence, and Hunter Biden, how he got this dream job. I wish I could get a dream job like that. It seems like it paid a lot of money and for some Russian oligarch thing to be on a board. Oh, my goodness. So, yes, Hunter Biden is absolutely a fair witness for this.
Well, remember, Joe Biden's son, Hunter, and John Kerry's son-in-law got $3.5 billion between the two of them from the Ukraine and China.
I know. This is almost, it's an almost impossible feat to do that, especially from China.
And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't one of Mitt Romney's minions involved in that too?
I seem to recall. Yes, I do. And mm-hmm. But again, all this goes to the very heart of the matter. And so, right, I mean, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. They need to be able to call witnesses that will begin to show the American people. And this is very important, Captain.
Yep.
They're going to hear the defense from start to finish.
Yep, and the last one on the front of the gravy train out of Ukraine was John McCain. He was the last one involved in there. All righty, we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. When we come back, we're going to tell you what's going on in Virginia today. Now, there's a lot of people listening to me in Virginia right now waiting to hear what we have to say, but there is quite a pro-gun rally scheduled for today, but the anti-gun folks are going to show up too. What's going to happen? We'll try to lay it all out for you.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say. hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Man, who's hanging on my telephone line. This portion of the program, The Captain's America, Third Watch, is brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. And if you've been struggling with nagging pain for a while and you don't really know what to do to get out of it, maybe you're taking some medication, maybe it's like what I was taking. Mobic and Flexeril, which is supposed to take care of some of the nagging aches and pains that you had and give you a little bit more mobility. But it had side effects to it, because after a while it made you a little dizzy, might have risen your blood pressure up a little bit, or might have even made you tired when you weren't supposed to be tired in the middle of the day. So guess what? I got a solution for you that's all natural. And the ingredients in this product are actually good for you, and they work. At least they do in my case, and in the case of hundreds of thousands of other people. Now, if you've got arthritis, like I do, back pain, like I've broken my back twice and have a fused spine, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, ankle pain, I've got a replacement ankle, or foot pain and muscle aches and pain just in general, then let me suggest to you Relief Factor's 3-week quick start right away. Many people, including myself, have found relief in just a couple of weeks of use. And it's available for only $19.95. Only $19.95 for the first shipment that you get. And let me just remind everybody that I don't just go out and endorse everything that comes along. I tried a product, and if it works for me, I'm going to tell you about it. And if it doesn't work, I'm going to tell you about it too. But guess what? You're not going to hear me endorsing something if I don't know it works or it isn't good for you. And that's exactly what I'm doing right here. So go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Check it out. There's a little couple of minute tutorial there, a little video tells you all about what's in it, how it works. Order the 1995 3-week quick start today. Get started on it. Take it exactly the way it says to take it, because it'll start working in no more than 2 weeks if it's going to work at all. And certainly by the end of 3 weeks, you'll know whether or not you got a product that works. Otherwise, you're only off $20. And I've been giving out a few samples here and there to the people I've been running into who've been complaining about pain. And guess what? They tell me that it works for them, and then they go around and they make an order of the product. And that's what it's all about, people helping people. ReliefFactor.com/Captain, ReliefFactor.com/Captain. It works for me. It'll work for you, too. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
So we got this big deal, this big pro-gun rally going on in Virginia today protest to the anti-gun laws coming out of the very progressive, very liberal, very socialist Virginia state legislature. And the governor cordoned off an area for them in the state capitol, said, okay, here's where you can go. I believe they called it Freedom Square. Now, at the time, Freedom Square was exempt from not carrying firearms within the state capitol perimeter in Richmond. But the governor declared a state of emergency, says, oh, no, there'll be no guns here in this area. And that's created another debacle, if you will. But the pro-gun supporters say they're going to be there. And the Antifa folks have said they're going to be there, too.
That's right, Captain. That's what we know, although we are seeing some reports from someone described as a journalist and activist, saying that the anti-fascist activists are saying they won't mount any kind of counter-protest at the rally, and that many are agreeing to quote-unquote stay away. But I think the proof will be in the pudding on that. This is a very volatile issue, to say the least, but at the same time, it's also, unfortunately, an opportunity for the so-called anti-fascists to come out and mix it up, as it were, with the other demonstrators or people there for the rally. But this is, again, something they have to watch very, very carefully, and hopefully there won't be any violence or any other problems.
Well, I'll tell you what. I would not want to be anywhere near there knowing that you've got, to my way of thinking, and tell me my mind is, but this is the way my mind operates. I think the state of Virginia is trying to set up the pro-gun folks to give them fodder, to give them ammunition, to hope that something is going to happen so they can go, see, we told you, see, we need to have this regulation, see, we told you. I guarantee you that's what they're thinking about.
Well, yeah, this is something that both you and I have been very concerned about over these last several days, this notion as to why is it that this particular issue seems to be being pushed in the way that it's being pushed. Because, again, you have law-abiding gun owners all over the state of Virginia who aren't up to no good, they're not criminals, et cetera, but yet this seems to try to push this to some kind of head. It's very disturbing.
All right, now we've got something else going on here. Apparently China, there's something called the coronavirus that's coming in through our airports, and the country, the health officials are very concerned about that. What do you know about this? Because it's right there in your state.
Well, that's right, Captain. It seems that there's two airports here on the West Coast. One of them is LAX, Los Angeles International Airport, and the other, I believe, is the San Francisco International Airport. They're joining with John F. Kennedy Airport there in New York City as airports that will be screening for pneumonia symptoms. Now, this is what goes along with this, what we know is called a coronavirus, and they're very common in the sense of what a coronavirus is, but this is a particular strain, evidently. It's called 2019-nCoV, and they've got all these different infections, 45 confirmed, and I've seen a higher number than that, more like 100 or more in China already, and two people have died. So this is, again, a common kind of respiratory virus Typically, it's something that people get and they get over from what we understand, but if this is anything like the SARS that came out around 2003, there could be a very, very bad deal in the making here. And so they will be checking for this.
All right. Now, very quickly, the Me Too movement had a woman's march over the weekend on Saturday. Did you hear anything about it?
You know, I only heard just a little report about it. It wasn't all over the news at all.
Yeah. Well, you know why you didn't hear much about it?
There wasn't a whole lot of people there.
There were several hundred people present for something that was supposed to have several hundred thousand. Maybe one person, a prognosticator said, oh, we could have 1 million women on the streets. Yeah, really? They had several hundred, period.
Well, exactly right. And as far as I could tell, it wasn't anything like what we saw before with the Women's March and so forth. And so we're just going to, I wonder what the factors are in that.
Well, they've got a big brouhaha going on amongst the founders of the group and all that sort of stuff. Plus, last time around, some of the money that was supposed to be raised for some of the women's issues never got there. Imagine that.
Well, exactly right. And I think...
don't know where it went, but it didn't go to where they said it was going.
Right, right. But I think that by and large, the American people across the highways and byways of the land, they're not anti-woman, they're not anti-woman, women's rights or anything like that. And it may be that, as you talked about, some of these founders, they're causing the problems here.
Now, you and I have been talking about this ever since I found out about the poor effort for Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico, and I found out about the trucks, I found out about the strike, I found out about the mayor. I found out she was dirty. A couple of her people were dirty. The former mayor, that is. She wound up being charged. They wound up being charged. They went to prison. She got a fine and a suspended sentence. But now, in the last few days, we hear about a former administrator of the Federal Emergency Management Agency who was arrested last week for taking bribes from the president of a company that landed a $1.8 billion contract in federal contracts to repair Puerto Rico's electrical grid after Hurricane Maria devastated the issue. This on top of the fact that they just found millions of dollars worth of hurricane supplies in another warehouse in San Juan, Puerto Rico, that apparently some political officials were hiding.
Right, Captain. The supplies date back to 2017, we understand.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Puerto Rican governor, Wanda Vasquez Garcet, she got rid of two other government officials just yesterday on Sunday.
Well, let's go back to the federal authorities because they have arrested Asha Tribble, FEMA's former deputy administrator of the region that included Puerto Rico. And according to Donald Ellison, the former president of the Cobra Acquisitions, he was the person who got the contract who also got arrested. And FEMA said the agency takes the allegations of employees' misconduct extremely seriously, and we'll see what happens, what goes on next.
Exactly right. Big story.
All right. We'll be right back, folks, for more in the Captain's America Third Watch. And those are stories you should have heard about, and I bet you didn't, but you'll hear about them here. I'll be right back. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
We'll be right back. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hawaii's governor says two police officers were killed when a man opened fire as they were responding to an assault call. KGME TV reporter Keahi Tucker says there was also a big fire.
The suspect's house caught fire. It appears he set the fire. That fire started to rage, but because there was an active shooter situation and this man had already killed two police officers, fire crews could not get to that house. That fire spread. We've confirmed at least four homes were burned down, at least three of them just completely destroyed, rubble. It may be as many as six homes that have burned.
A third officer was injured. Police have identified the suspect as 69-year-old Jerry Hannell. He was found dead inside his home near Diamond Head, which is just past Waikiki. This is USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my friends at GEICO, spelled G-E-I-C-O, GEICO Insurance. You can find out more about them by going to their website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. And don't forget that GEICO has been serving people now for more than 75 years, and they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country. Now, they insure over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. And they can also go to the website while you're there and get a quote on the car or the truck that you're driving, or the motorcycle, ATV, boat, RV, your Sea-Doo, or your Ski-Doo, whatever might happen to have there. And they can even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too. Now, I happen to have not only my car insurance through them, but also my homeowners insurance, so I get a policy break as a result of that in terms of price. So, check them out online, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. Type in your zip code, and not only will you get the quote that you're looking for or get an answer to whatever question you got right there on the website, but you'll find out who your local agent is, and you can go there and visit your agent and do whatever you need to do there, too. So it's all good. GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. Now, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
How long is Ilhan Omar going to be a congressional representative from Minnesota?
Well, we'll have just a few more months till November, and then we have the election, and then I think it's January. So, yeah, a little less than a year, probably.
Yeah. You people in Minnesota, please pay attention to what I'm about to tell you right now, to my people that are listening to me up there, the affiliates, my syndicators up there in Minnesota as well. Please listen very closely to this. Ilhan Omar gave Iran some advice that kind of got swept under the rug last week, and I kind of picked it up again because when I saw this, I went, you got to be kidding me. This is treason. She suggested that the Iranians worldwide, She suggested worldwide that the Iranians should threaten the Trump hotels and provoke war and attack these hotels, and the loss of revenue, which skittish guests would cause Trump's business interest not to be driving the military decisions that are out there. Are you kidding me?
Wow. Exactly.
And
right.
that is treason, because she's enticing another country, another government regime, if you will, to go after the president of the United States.
Isn't that something? I mean, that is.
And she said that.
Yeah. Well, I know. Well, I think they're getting kind of desperate, Captain. I think Omar is probably seeing the handwriting on the wall here that it's not quite as easy as she thought it was to continue to pull the wool over people's eyes or get herself elected. I think this is a big time. Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you again, the people, and I'm talking directly to the people of Minnesota right now, if you reelect this woman up there knowing what I just told you and knowing everything else that you now know about her, then every one of you needs to have a psychological examination, because you just don't get it. She's not pro-American, is not, will not be, and I'm sorry, but she's a disgrace to Minnesota. You need to vote her out.
Well, I think that there's been a lot of light shown on Ilhan Omar, her ideas, which are bad ideas, her own predilections, evidently, the statements that she's made, the tweets that she's made. I think it just really paints a picture that's very, very disturbing. And so I think now with all that light being shown, Captain, I think voters in Minnesota are going to turn out in droves and say, wait a minute, we gotta fix this. She got in there somehow, but we're not going to let it stand.
Well, you've heard of townhall.com, right?
Oh, yes.
And obviously it's very conservative, and the columnists that are over there write their own stories, and their opinions don't necessarily represent the views of Town Hall or Salem Media Group, who owns them. But there's one story that came out yesterday from Derek Hunter. It's entitled Democrats and the Reeducation of the American People.
Yes. Exactly, yeah. Very important topic. And see how we find out this is going on, of course, or rather what we see going on, especially through the education system.
The schools are the key to it. Leftists love the concept of reeducating the people. And where do you start with doing that? Well, you started at the lowest end of the common denominator, in schools. And the idea that we, the great unwashed, are too simple-minded to understand both complex issues of policy and what's best for ourselves in our own lives. Well, this is the Bernie Sanders campaign in a nutshell, isn't it?
Well, sure. I mean, now, first of all, there's, you know, everybody, the idea of reading, writing, and arithmetic, you know, the three R's as it was, you know, many years ago, that idea is something that people agree with. But, you know, Captain, as what you're talking about, this idea of, going into the schools, or especially the very young, trying to re-educate them from whatever their parents think, kind of thing, we've seen that as well.
Some schools have told them not to listen to the parents.
Well, sure, that's right. That's exactly right. But we saw what happened in the 1930s with the idea of indoctrinating the children so sufficiently that they would turn in their parents.
Mm-hmm.
And that, of course, I'm talking about the Nazi regime. I mean, this is where all that kind of stuff leads.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have an agenda, mm-hmm. this is what these people have.
Now, keep in mind, there was a Bernie Sanders campaign employee who was caught by whoever that is that does those videos.
Project Veritas.
Yeah, Project Veritas, who was caught advocating that, and this was a Bernie Sanders guy, advocating that gulags and re-education camps for conservatives needed to be opened up.
That's right. He was a field organizer for the Bernie Sanders campaign, caught on a undercover camera thing, talking about just as plain as day, the idea that the gulags, re-education camps, would be there to quote-unquote de-Nazify Trump supporters. this kind of talk, and he was totally fine with it, like he was ordering a pizza or something. I mean, this is really, really scary stuff, because as soon as people think they're going to throw you into a concentration camp, you got to look out.
Well, what they don't realize is that Donald Trump is at the head of a political crusade. It's a movement, one of the greatest in our country, and Donald Trump is at the center. It's not completely about him. It's primarily a push to return to constitutional principles, away from the skulking and stealth of creeping communism and secularism. Where have you heard that before?
Right. Yes.
Where have you heard it before?
What comes to my mind is stuff like Soviet Union stuff.
No,
like
it's primarily a push to the return of constitutional principles. Where have you heard that before? How about 2009 and the birth of the Tea Parties?
Well, there you go. Right, exactly.
Now, the Tea Parties are alive and well because they've become Trump clubs and they've become members of the Republican Party, and some of them have actually gotten into the Democratic Party to try to change things around over there, too. But it's not all about the smoke-filled rooms anymore. It's not all about the people from both political camps demanding we live as they say, not as they do, and the laws that they pass don't apply to them, forcing open the doors to expose treason, subversion in some cases. It's a movement of restoration and renewal.
Well, right, exactly. And one of the things, those kinds of things, Captain, can't be controlled, as you talk about. The idea of the different political parties wanting to just simply sort of set the rules and the parameters.
Trump has tapped into and recognized what so many of us have known for decades, and that is the American people have not been forgotten, have been forgotten, but are not forgetting. They've set aside, been lied to, used, manipulated, and taken for granted. Just like the Tea Parties, they understand the political, the educational, the news media, the Hollywood establishments, having been incoherent, biased, self-serving, and loaded with and filled with deceit. They get it, and I'm telling you, we the people are coming in November.
Well, right, and this is one of the reasons, Captain, why we see this major push, not only from elements in the government, the Democrat elite, but we see it in the media as they're trying to, again, you know, Donald Trump didn't become Satan incarnate overnight or something like that. They're going after Donald Trump because of the principles that he's upholding, but ultimately they're trying to come after us, we the people, because we are making a difference, and we made a difference in voting for Donald Trump and putting him in office.
And when the people and when the politicians and the reporters go, well, whatever happened to the Tea Party? Well, we're alive, we're well, and guess what? These Trump clubs that are out there, these pro-American clubs that are out there, these pro-Second Amendment groups that are out there, these are all issues that the Tea Party had way back in the day, and they're still there, and that's where we are. We have not gone anywhere.
Well, right, and they helped to have the genesis of this latest sort of political awakening or realignment, as it were. But you have people who are very, very invested in making sure that the American people can't make their own decisions.
Yep.
And this is very, very serious stuff, and this is why people like this field organizer for Bernie Sanders, they get so upset that they start spewing out exactly what they think. I mean, and once they tell you and telegraph exactly what they want to do, we have to be very, very serious about it.
Well, the time for playing is over. It's time to get serious. And by the way, we need to vote the bums out. Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. And we'll be right back to take a look at our Truckers Highway and Bible Report. A little different story after the bad weekend and the weather we started out with. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112.
800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Randy. That's a little fog hat to bring you back in here. The Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Light a little spark under your fire and see whether or not you need to wake up tonight or not. Because guess what? It's not too bad of a night tonight. Now, that's so far. That's so far. Unless you're just standing outside wanting to take advantage of whatever kind of warmth you can find way up in the north. And by the way, not very far up in the north either. Because an expansive Canadian-sourced high pressure will provide mainly fair weather across the United States today. Temperatures over the eastern states will run below normal, while the western states will see above normal temperatures, but no records are expected to fall. Now, on Monday night, a cold front is going to move ashore in the Pacific Northwest, bringing low elevation rain and mountain snow all over again. But in the meantime, a cold front is coming through Florida. And right now, in southeastern Georgia, to include Valdosta and Jacksonville and the northern part of Florida along I-10 all the way over to Lake City and probably Jasper by the looks of this, you have got a frost warning tonight, but a freeze warning big time coming for Tuesday night and possibly Wednesday night too, as some of the coldest temperatures so far of the winter are coming to the southeastern part of the U.S. to include Georgia, Florida, Alabama, and quite possibly Mississippi. Now, there are definitely going to be the winter jackets worn, and I guarantee you, you'll see people out there wearing T-shirts and a long-sleeve shirt and a sweater and a vest and a coat, something like that, because that's the way they dress down here in Florida when it gets cold. It's kind of funny in a way, but it's not really funny because people do, you know, there are people that do live out on the streets. I mean, believe it or not, even down here in Florida, there's no reason to, and they'll be brought into the shelters and whatnot. It just is what it is. Now, keep in mind, as I said, Pacific Northwest, you got another storm system coming in, so be advised, you'll probably see snow in the mountains of Washington State and Oregon, and by the way, tonight, there is some snow in Northern California right there from Redding North towards the Oregon line, just a light snow, nothing all that horrible. And then you got some high winds in the valley, the northern valley, Sacramento on down towards San Francisco, if you will, and Napa Valley, and then over towards Fresno. And you've got some rain right now in the central southern part of Montana, but the northeastern part of Montana and all of North Dakota, the western part of Minnesota tonight, and in Iowa, the central and western part of Iowa, you've got some heavy frost and freeze warnings there, too, for some really cold temperatures, setting up to be another interesting chilly night there. Now, there is some rain in the Chicago area, some reported showers there, so there you go. By the way, there is a little bit of lake effect snow tonight coming from Toledo over towards Cleveland. So if you're along I-90, there may be a light dusting of snow over there coming off the lake. At least this hour, it looks that way. And for the rest of the country, things are looking pretty blasé, if you will, which is a good thing. Now, keep in mind, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. And the Pilots and Flying J Truck Stops have really grown up over the years because the Pilot Travel Center is not your average daddy's truck stop like it used to be years ago when it was just a plain old Pilot. Self-service fuel, you pull in there, there'd usually be a line of trucks there because it'd be where the cheapest fuel was. You'd run in there and grab your fuel, get your comm check cash, this, that, and the other, grab a cup of coffee, a hot dog, and boom, out the door you'd go, and you'd be on your way. Well, not anymore, because your Pilot Travel Centers now are pretty doggone fancy. You might find an Arby's in one. It could be a Chester's Chicken, a full-service Dairy Queen with their full menu. A McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell. Could even be a Wendy's. Or, get this, could be a Dunkin' Donuts, where I'm going to be stopping this morning to get a couple of their bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwiches, because they're 2 for $5. And I kind of like the croissants. That's a little switch from some of the other stuff every now and then. But Then you got the Flying J's with the sit-down Denny's, with the sit-down Huddle Houses, with the sit-down Moe's Southwest Grills. And guess what? In the bigger places, the bigger cities, around the bigger cities, you're liable to have a Dunkin' Donuts in there. You could have a Taco Bell in there. Could be a Subway in there. Might even be a Pizza Hut. Or, gosh, it could be a Dairy Queen. But that's what you'll have in there in addition to the restaurant in the big ones located around the big cities. Now, keep in mind, all your travel amenities are there. In the pilot travel centers and the Flying J's, parking, Catskills, Transflow Express travel documents, trip packs, truck washes close by, audiobook rentals, payphones, high-speed internet kiosks, ATMs, Western Union, check cashing with approved checks, public laundry, showers, game rooms, wireless internet access, and, of course, the lounges with the big-screen televisions for professional drivers. So check them out wherever you see them. Pilots, the Flying J's, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. By the way, coming up Tuesday, tomorrow night, January the 21st, I will be down at the Manatee County Fair, which is now going on from the 16th through the 26th, but I'll be there for the Palmetto Build Family Night Veterans Tribute Evening. Now, this tribute is an annual thing, but this year we're making it a little bigger and better because we're trying to include and invite and make sure we invite all of the Blue Star and Gold Star families to show up. Because this is for you, as well as the active duty military, as well as the veterans. Now, there's going to be a parade, a veterans parade, as there is every year, starting from the Palmetto High School parking lot, directly across the street, and they're going to march about 750 to 800 feet over to the Veterans Hall, and then inside you go, and everything will start about 7 o'clock. And by everything, I mean Daryl Worley, Nashville recording artist of the tribute song, Have You Forgotten, will be making a special appearance there, as will Jessica Lynch, author of the book I Am a Soldier Too, former POW from the Iraq War, recipient of the Bronze Star and a Purple Heart, and now she's currently a big-time supporter of PTSD and promotes the cause of to help the PTSD people all around the country. And I'll be there too up on stage. I'll have a chance to say a few things to the veterans, and I will, and say howdy howdy, shake hands with those of you that want to shake hands, and say howdy howdy to those of you that want to talk. So guess what? It's going to be a lot of fun. So that's tomorrow, and it's all free, I might add. It's all free. No charge. No charge, no charge to get in. Blue Star families, Gold Star families, active duty military, all veterans, regardless of where you're at, anybody that's listening to me, Palmetto, Florida. Find more information out by going to the web, ManatteeCountyFair.com, ManatteeCountyFair.com. It's the Palmetto Build Family Night and Veterans Tribute Evening, tomorrow night, January the 21st, starting at 6 o'clock, and it'll all be over and done with about 8:30, 9 o'clock, so there you go. Bring the little ones. It'll be something there for everybody at the fair. Free admission night. So there you go. Free, free, free. Looking forward to seeing you there. Now, coming up in the next hour, not to be outdone, I'm going to be talking about weapons of mass distraction. Now, my buddy Wayne Allen Root and I were talking over the weekend, and we talked a little bit about this subject, so I'm going to tell you a little bit about what he and I chatted about, because this is something that it's being done right in plain sight. Right in plain sight. And oh, by the way, I got a sheriff. I got a sheriff that's going to tell you about something when it comes to this gun stuff. Wait till you hear what he has to say. Okay? So there you go. All right, we're coming right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, Monday morning edition, and I'll be right back. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.